God does not look excited. So somebody make a joyful noise. Lift those hands up and give thanks, somebody. Just lift those hands up and begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. Exalt the Lord with me. Somebody give him glory. Give him honor, dear his name. Somebody begin to say something beautiful to him. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords. Somebody just give thanks this morning. We give you glory. Somebody magnify the name of the Lord this morning. Let your heart praise the Lord. We worship you, Father. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Worship him from your heart. Mean every word that you are saying. Father, we give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. So that last month of the month in the year 2018, come and say, I love you, Baba. We are not ungrateful. We have come to give you thanks this morning. Aye, aye, Olorun. I love you. One more time. Say, hey, I love you, Baba. Me. Count your blessings, name them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God. Please count them. Name them, someone. And it will surprise you. Rising water. Are you so sad this morning that you forget what the Lord has done? Oh, you are so excited but cannot remember what he's done for you. I can't remember how he saved me from car accidents. I can't remember how he rescued my soul from death. I don't know about you, but I will count my blessings. I will name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Somebody count your blessings. Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Oh,
it's your blessing. Surprise you, right? You want the Lord. Lift those hands up and give thanks. Let your heart magnify the name of the Lord this morning. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 105.
We start reading from when? It's about 45 verses. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among people. In other words, share testimony of what he has done. Don't just say it, sing it. Sing psalms to him. Talk to your friends of his wondrous works. Verse 3. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember, because there's tendency for you to forget. Remember his marvelous works, which he has done, his wonders, and the judgment of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for his statute to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. When they were few in number, indeed very few and strangers in the land, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets. Was he talking about Moses only? He's calling all the sons of Jacob prophets. And do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provisions of their bread. He sent a man before them whose name is Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They ought his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people, they let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased their people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their hearts to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. Why? The next thing was that he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. But did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land abound with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their territories. He gave them ale for rain, and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also and their fig trees and splintered the trees of their territory. He spoke and locusts came, young locusts without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their hand, in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. Verse 36. He also destroyed all the firstborn in their land, the first of all their strength. He also brought them out, not empty, but with silver and gold. And there was none sick or feeble among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, for a protection, and fire to give light in the night. They don't need street light. He provided the light himself. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. So men began to eat angels' food. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his promise and Abraham his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the land of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Somebody stood in 1,000 years after Israel left Egypt, and he composed a psalm to summarize all that the Lord has done for them. I didn't read that to you. It's a testimony of David. What is your own testimony? Can you stand here this morning and summarize all the Lord has done for you since you were born until this day, and begin to declare, "Oh Lord, I thank you. Because when I was 5 years old, I escaped an accident on a bike. I want to give you praise because when it looks like I will not graduate, I graduated. I want to thank you because the devil has touched to take away my mother, but now he's alive." Somebody like David, stand at the middle of what the Lord has done and say it. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all." God never want to do anything for you that you will ever forget. Remembering them is a sign of gratitude. So come on, wherever you are, lift up your hand and begin to give thanks. Name them. Don't just say, "Father, thank you, Father, thank you, Father, thank you." It's useless. It's a useless thank you. Thank him for specific things he has done. Let him know you are grateful. The clothes you wear, the shoe on your feet, wherever you can remember him for. My bishop said, "To be thoughtful is to be thankful. If you can't be, you can't think, you can't thank." Somebody just think of his mercy and give thanks. Think of his faithfulness and give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Some people don't know what to say because they can't remember anything God has done. A thousand tongues is not enough to say thank you. A thousand enough to give. A thousand tongues enough to say thank you. I'm alive to say thank you. It's not a time to sing, it's a time to talk and tell him what he has done. Say it. I mean it. Thank him for your children. thank him for this church. Glory be to your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving thanks. Some people will just leave church today and just pick a notebook and begin to count your blessing and begin to see the one you can remember. One, this year, when I thought I can't pay my school fees, God sent help. Two, people had been visiting the hospital. I have never visited once. Father, thank you. Three, my siblings has never called me with an evil news. Father, thank you. Four, and begin to name them and carry your thanksgiving book and dance before the Lord with it for all that the Lord has done. Will you be seated in God's presence? Hallelujah. How many of us are excited to be here today? I can hear your voice. How many of us are excited to be here today? You are welcome to Shekere Challenge. And we are going to go into the use of our Shekere very well, very soon. But before we do that, the Bible says we should worship and praise the Lord with understanding. So let me share the understanding that you need to have with you this morning. Permit me to say that gratitude is like a mumu button. Once you press it, there's an extra need of the person. The Bible says the Lord is fearful in praise. To be fearful does not mean that when you are praising God, you fear him. To be fearful means he does mad things when he's praised. We saw how Israel, or how Judah, was under the oppression of the enemy. And the Bible says, as they began to worship God in 2 Chronicles 20, the Lord sent ambushments against their enemies. And the enemies began to kill one another until they finished themselves out. So you don't really know the extravagant side of God until you begin to worship. The reason you don't have and you are fighting to have is because you have not even appreciated God for that which you had. Somebody wants more, but is not thanking God for the previous. God will not give you more until you thank him for the one you have already. I remember how my mom taught us when we were growing up that you must learn to say thank you for yesterday. If you did not tell my mom thank you for that which she did for you yesterday, you don't have boldness to ask for the last one. And God help you, she slaps you to remind you. If she slaps you to remind you and you say thank you, it's a very good choice. But if she did not slap you to remind you, it's worse. Do you know why? The next time you come to ask for something, she will now say, eh. So you can come and ask me. Now, Abby, all right. Okay, come and collect it. So you'll be wondering, like, why is she talking like this? Why is she talking like this? Then somebody will have to remind you and say, the one they gave you yesterday, did you say thank you? Say, ah. So if you don't use thanksgiving to cancel the offense, forget the next request. I remembered how my brother was talking to me, I think on Friday night, and he said, did you remember how anytime dad pays school fees, or gives you your school fees to go and pay. After devotion, my mother kneels down and all of us, we kneel down to say thank you to him for paying our school fees. She will be the first to kneel and every other person will kneel. I don't know how many ladies here can even wake up in the morning and kneel beside your husband and say thank you for taking care of the children. It is not tradition. It is not foolishness. It is humility. Or whatever. I can't understand. Eh? No, not humility. Humility. Gratitude is a mumu button of a man. You just smile when you need that. Oh, okay. It's okay. It's nothing. But it opens the door for another. Inability to say thank you is nothing but pride and arrogance. Pride starts when you begin to have entitlement mentality. I deserve it. Is it not my husband? Is he not supposed to take care of me? Sama, there are people who marry and never take care of their wives. What am I talking? How many of you are here? Your father is alive and yet he's not paying your school fees. Did you shoot him? So if you have an husband who pays the children's school fees, then the woman must learn how to train the children in saying thank you. I remember Pastor Marco sharing a story with me sometimes back. And he said, there was a time the husband was not having so much money. And the children go to expensive school. And God provided the money for her. And she went in to the husband and... No, she went to the children's room, and which is their custom. Probably they transfer the money so they won't know. It's not like you hand it over to them. And went to meet the children and said, your dad has paid your school fees. Let's go and say thank you to him. And they walked in there, everybody knelt down and said, thank you, sir. And the man was looking like, when did I pay the school fees? So after the children left, she called him and said, you paid the school fees of the children? He said, yes. So why didn't you tell them you are paid? He said, no. You paid the school fees. And in the meeting, he was teaching women the power of gratitude and not having entitlement mindset. The shoe they bought for you, did you even remember to say thank you? Is it not? How much did he buy? Is it not 200 naira? If you can't give thanks for the small, you will never have the big. There are people who give you things by force, and there are people who give you things with joy. For instance, you have become a liability. There is no choice. Let's shall give him. Let him go. And there are people who are begging you to give you something, and you are feeling like, no, it's okay. Say, no, take it, take it, take it, take it. Gratitude is a mumu button of a man. You press it, a side of him in extravagance, you begin to experience. Gratitude is not an eye service. It's God's service. To forget to give thanks is to forget the next harvest. Somebody just called you and said, didn't you say thank you for? Won't you say thank you for that which I did yesterday? The problem is many of us, we say, I have said it now. Oh. The person you said it said to say it did not hear. I have said thank you. You forgot. I did not forget. You did not say thank you. And if I tell you, I like you. Sincerely, if I tell you, I like you. If I don't tell you before you get the next one, you do prayer and fasting. I correct children. I don't correct adults. There are people you call back and say, hey, have you said thank you? Oh, it is children, when they give things to them, you begin to ask them, what will you say? Will I face you now as big as he is? They gave him something. I will now be saying, what will you say? Because I expect him to know. I think one of the ministers, I think Ms. Awale, my wife, was telling me, bought children drink for children's church. I don't know where my daughter had, he bought drink for children's church. And after service, he went to meet him and kneel down and said, Mr. Wale, thank you. I heard that you brought drink for the children's church. Is she the only student in the children's church? I star. To me, ingratitude is like the sin of witchcraft. To me. Because it takes a witch not to appreciate what they have done for him. You know, it is witches that doesn't appreciate things. So if you don't appreciate things, it seems to me you have a gene of a witch. Check. There is no time David fought a war and won the war and will not compose psalm after it. It is only you that I know that giving God thanks is false. Lift up your hand and worship God. Who is the girl to tell me to lift up my hand? Lifting of hand is not punishment. It's a sign of worship. You see littered everywhere in the Bible. The Bible says they will lift up their holy hands and give thanks. Saying thank you is not being foolish. It's being wise. To ignore thanks is arrogance. And the Bible says God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. I love Bishop Oyedepo. If you listen to his message a lot, he cannot preach for 5 minutes at the middle, he will not say, thank you, Lord. When you hear Kenneth again, often they will say, Mosi Kalite. You think he's speaking in tongue, but it's an interpretation of tongue that God revealed to him that means glory be to God. If you forget his benefit, forget being a beneficiary of the next harvest. If you forget his benefit, forget being a part or the beneficiary of the next harvest. You can't ask for more when you have not thanked God for yesterday. It's not local to kneel and appreciate God. It's never an old custom, but a sense of humility and a plug-in for more. It is not my tradition. It is not in my custom to kneel. We don't kneel where I come from. What did they do where you come from? Even the Oyibo will say we will kneel down and worship God. Is it your custom to kneel? Weary me with thanks, not with request. I prefer to hear you thank me than hear you complain about what is not yet done. Complain blinds God of his responsibility. Complain blinds God of his responsibility. But thanksgiving opens him up to his responsibility. David gave thanks in the temple. How many times somebody per day? 7 times. I was sharing with the people that came for the last day of our days of visitation how David set time. Maybe it started 5 a.m. then 12 p.m. then 3 then 5 then 7 then I don't know how he did it, 7 different times. He will leave the palace, move to the temple and give thanks. We don't know how many minutes he spent there. Return back in his busy schedule to come and give thanks to the Lord one day of the week. I don't think it's a challenge, or should be a challenge. Dancing is not punishment, it's enthronement. If you are ashamed to say thank you, it will be ashamed to do what? Give you more. You disturb so much to get it. But you know the problem? You distance so much to say thank you. Just kept disturbing. Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. But the next one, after you collect it, that's when many of us, we leave church. We stopped coming. You distance yourself so much to even say thank you. I begin to round up now before I move to the next phase. Do you know the way Yoruba people describe ingratitude? Who can tell me? Yoruba. Aimore. In other words, if you want to translate it directly, it means you don't know favor. Do you know one of the worst places a man can be in life is not to know the good that God has done for you or the good that another person has done for you? In other words, you don't know. They gave you house. You don't know if. What a big deal. Your dad sent you school fees. You remember after 2 months. Or you don't even really remember. It is the next time you want pocket money or you want to do projects, you call your dad again. Daddy, how are you? Yeah. Some of yours, anytime your dad's phone rings, his heart begins to beat. Because anytime you call, there's always something you want to ask. And in most cases, you are even asking the things they can't even afford. Entitlement mentality is what I want you to delete in this service. I deserve it. There is nothing you have that you deserve. Nothing. Paul said, there's nothing we have that we have not received. Bishop Oyedepo is in my voice this morning. And he said, the kingdom of God is not an achievement. It is a receivement. There is nothing you have today that you achieve. You receive them. Somebody said, oh, I got the job because I had first class. No. There are many who had first class but never had a job. I saw the lady, I liked her, or because I helped or something happened. That was I deserve the girl. No, you do not. The children you have, do you decide? Somebody said, is it not me that something happened? I gave birth to male and female. No, he gave you. If an act of sex is what produces children, then you should know that there are many people who have been doing it for years and never had children. So, it is not coming together of a man and a woman that produce children until God breathes over your knowing the woman. There is nothing that you and I have today that we deserve. Not even the breath in our nostrils. The rich man, in the book of Luke, the Bible recorded, was bragging. I have money. I have resources. I will now say to my soul, sit down, eat. And the Lord tapped his angels. And he says, see, foolish man. Does he think his life belongs to him? No problem. Let's collect what is ours and leave for him what is his. And the Bible recorded that same night, his life was taken out of his body. So the same person that bragged became a cadaver on the bed. Ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing you have that you deserve. Even Jesus, before he multiplied bread, the Bible says he lifted it up and gave thanks. He came before the tomb of Lazarus. The first thing he did was to give thanks. He said, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. So it seems to me, any free time Jesus departs from the crowd and moves to the mountain or into the bush in the night, many times it's not to pray. It's to give thanks for that which has been done. We do fasting and prayers, but we don't do fasting and thanksgiving. We do midnights of prayers, but we don't do midnights of thanksgiving. Paul and Silas, they did not just pray in prison, they sang. The Bible did not tell us the prayer they prayed. It makes me know that they didn't pray much, but they told us how they gave thanks. It makes me know that the giving of thanks is the emphasis you want us to get. After the children of Israel walked through the Red Sea, the next thing they did was to bring tambourine. I don't know where they got that from. They didn't leave Egypt with so many things. The Bible did not tell us the things they left Egypt with apart from money. Bible recorded that they took tambourine, Miriam and the women, and they began to sing and they began to dance. That's the first time we're going to see in the Bible that people danced. So dancing is not evil. Dancing is spiritual. Some of us have been to churches where we don't dance. You stand like this. What? The Lord is your strength. Here we dance. Someone says, that dance is worldly dance. I have a news for you. Worldly people are creative in what they are doing. It came from creativity, not from demon. So if dance is from creativity of a mind, then why can't I dance it? And moreover, the last time I checked, I've never seen God condemn somebody for dancing in a particular way for him that he did not like. We are asked to dance. We were not told the type of dance to dance. Pastor, maybe that time there are no different dances. I don't know. But when I'm dancing, I'm not remembering club. I'm remembering the Lord. The motive behind your dancing is one matter. It is not exercise. It's gratitude giving. Some people can exercise themselves in dancing. Do you know that one part of the exercise is dancing? You can wake up in the morning and just be dancing. It's an exercise. Until it's mixed with faith, it does not produce results. So the reason why you are dancing is what matters. I'm not saying it is time to dance. Somebody will. Some people have turned dancing to comedy. You will get comedy results. Some want to be dancing sexual dances to seduce people. No problem. You will get somebody to seduce that will destroy your life. But for us, we are dancing to honor the Lord, not exposing our body. I'm not saying somebody will hold pole and be doing like this. You know, that's madness. And your madness needs grace to be cured. Hallelujah. This morning service, we are going to praise God together. And we are going to appreciate Him for that He has done for us. How many of us are grateful this morning? I got any of us. How many of us are grateful this morning? If you are grateful, lift up your hand and say, Lord, I am not ungrateful. All right, can you hear me remove this pulpit? Let's switch to our secular challenge this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, can you just give me one favor? Come on, arrange the altar, remove this quickly. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Join your hand with somebody next to you and say, I receive grace to give thanks with understanding this morning. Phew. Say like you mean it. Say, I receive grace to give thanks with understanding this morning. Kalarabaya ta ta ta. We give you glory, Lord. You can do it the way you like. We are going to be singing songs that you can relate with. We're not going to sing a lot of new songs. There are old songs that you know before. And the reason we are singing old songs is because I don't want you to be looking at the screen when we are singing it. I want you to sing it from your heart. You can take a comfortable position you want to. If you want to kneel down, go ahead. If sitting is best for you, go ahead. If standing, but we are not giving you the posture for Thanksgiving. For people in the children's church can come, and at this point, I don't want people to play around. If I see you in the foyer walking around, I will embarrass you. Just stay where you are. It is one moment in a year we have with our God, and it has become a custom from today that we will spend the time, at least 30 minutes quality time. If I see you pressing your phone, I will ask the protocol to throw you outside of the church and don't come again. I hate dishonor in God's presence. It's not the time to chat. It's not the time to be answering phone call. It's the time to look up to God. And protocols, please, don't do protocol work and forget gratitude. If you see anybody misbehaving with phone, please, I give you permission, drag them out of the church. This church does not allow misbehavior. We are young people, but yet we are cautious. Please, I want everybody to have a sense of honor to the Lord. You're not honoring me. You are honoring God. Don't look at the song, whether it is interesting or not interesting. Why we chose them are because of the lyrics of the song and how they bless our lives. When they bring the children, let them quietly just maintain a side there so that they will not distract us. Hallelujah.
Melo ni oro ni no ti baba Melo ni so ni no ti baba sho Ore papa Rescued me from death. He saved my life from destruction. I am here married today. If I had to count them, I can only live. To generation, you say you're worthy. Angels are singing. You're worthy.
How many of us know he's worthy this morning? To be worthy means to deserve it. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Jesus, you are good. Say, Lotita, Lotita. We acknowledge you are good, Lord Jesus. Lotita, 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 Lotita,
do you know? Do you love? Do you love? Do you love?
All Lord of God, you want to do it, does it?
You are the believer. There is none like you.
Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable.
Thank you.
I want to hear that baritone voice. Come on now. I can't hear you, somebody.
One more time.
Ladies, let me hear you. Let me hear you again. Come on now.
What you want to call it?
Oh,
Governor. I can't hear you. I'm enjoying you, Charles.
Church to the end of the year. Lift up your hands in gratitude to Him.
just shake it off and shake it in you. In gratitude.
Come on, come on. Lift it up in gratitude.
Yeah. my place. In your presence, I seek your face. I seek your face. For there is no
Family Thanksgivings. Amen, somebody. Please, Shirley, in case you are here and you have not registered your family yet, Pastor Richard is not to be blamed. Please, find the minister in charge, Mr. Michael now, or any minister close to you, and make sure you register your family so that you can do your family Thanksgiving. This is not the altar you come to today without a befitting seed in your hand. Hallelujah. Once in a year, seed of thanksgiving should not be a burden to any man. So, you are going to dance to the altar with Jesus' joy and gladness, with a seed that represents your family. Hallelujah. So, I think husband and wife should have come together and package a seed. I'll probably do the transfer. The account number is on the screen. But as your family is called, all the family should go out or stay. Or maybe they know their number. I don't know whether you have been given your number. I will hand over to Minister Michael from here, so we start inviting them family by family. Then once the family comes, don't leave the altar. You just stay here. So I will come. If I say I should be praying for each family one after the other, we will not leave this place today. So I will now come and pray for all the families put together. Then we want to do general thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Can we invite Mr. Michael for the family thanksgiving?
He get it one time, me, for my life. Till I say my life. I don't get to walk it. I don't get no food to eat. I come pray to my God, yeah. He come answer my prayer. He come butter my life, butter my bread, sugar my tea. Now I get to walk it. I don't really get I don't know chop better food, I don't know where better food. I come to celebrate, I begin to jubilee. I come to celebrate, I begin to jubilee. Oh, now waiting, I go give you God, yeah. Now waiting, I go give you God, yeah. Now waiting, I go give you God, yeah. Now waiting, I go give you God, yeah.
Immediately you see the last family come here, the next family should be following immediately. So immediately the proceeding family gets here, they drop their seed, the next family should be ready. So the next will be Mr. and Mrs. Jones, followed by Mr. and Mrs. Olajuwon Julius, followed by Mr. and Mrs. Akitirohun, then Mr. and Mrs. Adejuyibe. Alright, can we have Mr. and Mrs. Jones?
God has given me victory. We are singing hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Come on, sing hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Come on, sing hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Come on, sing hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Come and see what the Lord has done for you. He has taken away my sorrows and I'm free. I got my hallelujah, boo. I got my hallelujah, hallelujah. Because of Jesus, I've been a sugar they do. Double, double, heavenly blessing. Ah, hey. God is always a What the Lord has done for you, you cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. Baba, 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 I give Baba me. Baba, 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 I give Baba me. Baba, 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 I give Baba me. Baba, 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 yeah, Baba, 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 Baba,
Waiting for me, Lord. Waiting for me, Lord. Waiting for me, Lord. Jesus, music's playing and the music's pumping. Yeah, everybody get up if they started jumping. Time to turn it up, kick it rolling.
Because of what God will do between now and that time, in the name of Jesus. I don't know the gift you bring to God today, but the gift you bring next year shall be hundredfold, in the name of Jesus. I decree upon every thanksgiving reasons
they will not go down, but I add in the name of Jesus. Everyone that danced to this altar, even with a concern, your concerns are turned to thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. I have Mr. Favor and who? And Mr. David. And I miss the wedding thanksgiving. Okay, you are not a family person. You represent department. So your seat, oh Israel. No, family can stay. Family can stay. Family should stay. Okay. Miss the Akitiro family came all the way from Lagos. Can we have a celebrate more? Hallelujah. Good to see you. Then Sister Omar, the husband could not cry. He could not be in church today because of official duty. I missed up their wedding anniversary. They are supposed to have wedding anniversary last month. So I told her I'm going to call her out today for wedding anniversary, but it's unfortunate the husband is not around today. Can you stretch your hand to the Wisdom family that the Lord perfect everything he has started in their life? In the name of Jesus. By this time next year, their testimony will be mega. The Lord will bless them with money. The Lord will bless them with children. The Lord will bless them with goodly things they desire. Goodly house in the name of Jesus. I decree the blessing of the Lord upon you. What separate marriage will not separate your marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus. I decree wherever your family stand to agree for every release in the mighty name of Jesus. As you rise up from here, wherever that bowed your head, bowed the head of your family, they lose their hold on you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy the blessing of fruitfulness upon you in the name of Jesus. Whatever you lay your hands on, you shall be fruitful in the name of Jesus. You shall be fruitful in your body. You shall be fruitful in your business in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me help you because your husband is not here. Hallelujah. And Mr. Favor, your testimony. Sharp, sharp. Then, when we now finish, it's going to be this way. Then everybody will now come and do our general thanksgiving. So, no, I will not do it like every general thanksgiving. Once they return, I will call single brothers that are not married yet. I don't want to call maybe your student or your employer. Single brothers, men in the house, come with man offering. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. So call with man offering. Then I will now call all the ladies in the house, single ladies, they will follow them. Then we'll go back. Then they see one face, what's it going to do? You know, we have not touched this altar area to pray today. Then after, we just round up with that segment. Hallelujah. Mr. Favor's testimony. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
I have asked for permission to sing my darling song.
Okwila song. In 10 seconds, sing it. I want to hear Okwila song. Glory to God.
No worry, Papa. No worry, Toto.
Wow, we need to learn this song in this church. Awesome song.
Praise the Lord. There are so many things I would like to thank God for, but
please, I'm on a quiet, please don't distract
us. I'll just try and summarize a few. The first one is God has been spreading his protection over me and my family. My work, I started working with a company that has to do with marketing, going to different cities, and thank God it has been accident free. A car can have accident, but what I am sure, I can never have accident. Because the Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I don't know whether Mr. Mega has displayed the pictures of what happened just last week here, when a trailer, Wednesday precisely, when a trailer, Tuesday, when a trailer failed brake, and you know, when the trailer was coming and hit a car, the car hit my car. What you are seeing there is the fact is you can see a daffodil driver that stopped the trailer. the devil driver was saying that he didn't know how he swiped to the front of the trailer. If he had not been in the front of the trailer, that trailer would have just hit the vehicle and pieces it. But glory be to God, it was just the vehicle and nothing happened to me. The other one is that for confidence, you bless God for our life. We don't have any cause to say we rush out to the hospital for treatment of any MS6, we give birth to her. The third one is our business outcomes. We bless God. When we started 5 years ago, we started with a crutch. And in the first month, we had 2 children. We started school in the same year, first year. Now what I want to say is that consistently God has been increasing us. First year we have 44 children, second year we have 64, third year we have about 100, fourth year we have 130, now we have over 150, and God has continually been increasing us. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, is that not enough to give God thanks for?
Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. I want to bless the name of the Lord over my family. Before I got married, I made a plan that I'm not going to marry and live in a rented apartment. And to the glory of God, I was able to rent a 3-bedroom flat. And it was like the devil said, you are not going to live there. And last year, the federal government wanted to make a railway. I don't know how the railway was able to pass our side in Ladere. And to our surprise, early morning, we prepared, planning to go to work. On Thursday morning, we now saw a bulldozer that is coming to demolish the house. I want to thank God today because the devil wants to render us homeless, but I thank God for honoring his word in our lives. This year, from 3-bedroom flat, God has given us a story building this year. Praise the Lord. And I want to just appreciate God because God has been faithful to my family. And in this month of visitation, he sealed a deal for me that he gave us an additional office this month again. So I want to bless the name of the Lord. The year has been so rough, but we just thank God that God is by God's mercy that we are not consumed. And we bless the name of the Lord because he's been a good God for us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hasn't he been a good God? Hasn't God been a good God? Put your hand on your chest. Say, Father, I thank you for all these families. I thank God for their testimonies. I thank God because it's the beginning of great things. In Jesus' name we are praying. Next year shall be the year of weddings in the name of Jesus. I didn't say you will get pregnant and you will wed. You will wed in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I need to clarify something before some. There will not be accidental weddings. The Lord will walk you into good marriages in the name of Jesus. And you see the number of families we have on this altar today? How many are we going to have by this time next year? And by this time next year, Lagos Church will be doing the same thing also. So, amen. So, everywhere, thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can you dance to your seat now? Then, the brothers in the house shout hallelujah. The brothers in the house shout hallelujah. So, choir guys, come and give men in the house. Now, when I mean men, I'm talking about you. You are not married yet. You are a student. You work. As long as you are a man. Amen, somebody. So, just dance to the front with your thanksgiving heavy seed anointing. Hallelujah. Come on, with Jesus, joy and gladness. Let's dance to the front with our offering system in our hand. All the brothers, sisters, get ready because I will come to your turn now. Hallelujah.
Your love has taken over me. Father, I depend on you.
Up, brothers. Brothers, stand up now. You can't stand up again. If a brother is beside you, do you want to stand up? Give him a bow. Your maids are coming. Come on.
You, I've got confidence in you. I'm going to follow me.
Wait. Brother, shout hallelujah. Didn't you prepare CD in your hand? Why are you doing your money for as if a woman jam you and say buy ice cream, would you buy ice cream? You know me, you. No brother should form busy. Go and do Thanksgiving. Amen, somebody. If a brother asks you, why they not come and do Thanksgiving, say no. Hallelujah, somebody. Come on, brothers in the house. Give them, please don't give them that song. Give them song to dance. You know, boom, 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 boom. Come on. Give my brothers party the song. Please, yes.
Jehovah, you're a very big God.
Oh, yeah, come on now.
Jehovah, master of the universe, all the blessed of you know.
Once you come to the altar. Drop your seat and come to the altar. Project your account number on the screen. You are overdue. Overdue. Hyperdue. Superdue. Adedly due. And because you are due, this time next year, you will dance them. No. You are not due, don't say amen. Before you go and pregnant person. There are prayers you don't receive. There are some you dodge. Somebody somewhere say, I sense you have a baby. I did like this. No, baby. It is for you. Twins for your wife. There are prayers you must know how to dodge. And there are prayers you must know how to embrace. So any of you deal here for mine, I stand here as your pastor. By this time next year, you are dancing here with your wife in the name of Jesus. Either you are engaged to this time here, you are dancing here with your family in the mighty name of Jesus. I have said this shall be your weddings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's anything that has been against your marital destiny, I cancel it tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And I decree upon everyone that danced here, you have finished school and yet no job. You are trusting God for your job. Let there be a release of job. Let there be a release of jobs in the name of Jesus. And to those of you who want to start business and do the work of your own, that Lord empower your hand to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. You are meant to be a man. I declare your head shall be exalted in the name of Jesus. You will do well in life. That Lord will bless the work of your hand. You will increase. You will expand. And you will be a source of joy to your parents in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. You can just dance back to your seat. Ladies in here, shout hallelujah. It is your turn now, ladies. Come on. Young women in here, shout hallelujah. Come on, dance on the front with Jesus and gladness. Quickly gather at the back.
Hello. Hello.
Why is it women? They are singing your low.
Some of you are overdue.
Ladies, you full ground though. How many car will I eat? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey! I will eat car. 75, 99, 100, 201. Yay! 700. Amiable lady in the house, come on and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are substance here. I declare, your womb shall be fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you will produce your fruit in your season in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You're going out and you're coming in are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone that have issue with marriage, whether you know or you don't know, the anointing in the house cancel the issue in the name of Jesus. I decree in this place, there shall be each free marriages ordained now in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone that is due and it is your season, I declare, before next year, you are also dancing to the altar with your husband in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And by the time we are coming into this place next year, Amen. You will not dance here alone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The student will prosper in the name of Jesus. And those of you who walk or do the business of your own, may the Lord bless the works of your hands in the name of Jesus. You will excel. You will prosper. In the name of Jesus. If you're excited about that, will you let your amen sound like thunder? Amen. Hallelujah. You can just go back. Right now, we need the last one we're going to do. Guess who? The teenagers and the children. Hallelujah. Come on, let the kids and the teenagers. There are people on the other side, the teenagers too. I don't mean you. People in the teenage church. And and the kids. Hallelujah. Give your children morale, somebody. Give your children morale. Hey, glory to God. So children, give them song to dance to. Let them come to the front quickly. Thanksgiving for I'm walking in power, I'm walking in miracle. You know the one I'm talking about? A new fetus. I the life of people. Hallelujah. I decree upon the unborn children in this church that are already warming up for next year Thanksgiving service. You will meet us here in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Either you are a day old or you are 10 months old, you will meet us here in the name of Jesus.
Woman of God, what did you want to do? You want to carry the sacrifice home? Mr. Favor's daughter knows money from 1 year old. It's okay. I decree upon all these children that the Lord bless you. I decree that the hand of the Lord will be mighty upon you. We will not lose any of you. We will not mourn over any of you. I decree in your classes, may the Lord raise your head. You will be the head and not the tail. You will be above only and not beneath. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you lay your hands to do, we prosper. From childhood, you will know the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever your parents need to take care of you, the Lord will provide. We know when you were born, we will not know when you will be buried. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Come on, hallelujah, church. All right. So we are going to be closing the service in a moment. But before we do that, what else? You want to give your tithe? You want to pray in the altar area? Come quickly. The one we collected before was not tithe. If you give your tithe as sacrificial offering, you have chopped it. You're giving your tithe or you are praying on the altar area quickly. Thank you, Jesus. And as you are here, just pour your heart before the Lord like you used to do. It's a season. And something must drop for you. Thank you, Jesus. Kedarash.